Member FDIC.
Here we go.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
5:25 left to go until we start our next game, a third-place match here on the girls' side between the Axel Eagles and the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. We just concluded our boys' game, which was a victory for Donovan West, 50-47 over Clifton Clyde. D. West wins the third-place match over the Clifton Clyde Eagles on the boys' side. But now here we take a dip into our girls' matchup, Axel and Blue Valley. A big thing to mention here for Axel, they will be out Maggie Stroffen for tonight's action. She took a stinger on her right wrist in the second quarter against the Lynn Bulldogs yesterday. A loss for Axel, 47-36. Blue Valley, they see a dominant loss to a defeating, very defeating loss to Centralia, 45-11. So both these teams, of course, coming off losses from yesterday in their semifinals. But Axel, you know, you have a healthy Maggie Stroffen through those third and fourth quarter, and Natalie doesn't have to do everything and, you know, force herself to get fouled out there at the beginning of that fourth quarter. I mean, you have your two forwards, and that game could definitely have well been different, and Axel could be the one that could be in that championship game. But again, that's kind of a lot of what ifs, but it's about the what now for Axel, and it's about what they can do now in this opportunity, their first time here in a Final Four appearance since 2015. So it's time to make the most of it, and the best opportunity with it is to take the third place match here against Blue Valley, which has been an incredible year for Axel, 11-3 this season, 3-2 in the Twin Valley League. They had 9 straight wins up until that loss against Lynn. So again, it'll be a little interesting to see where Axel gets kind of their hype play at today. Of course, they'll have Natalie Stroffen, who has over 500 career rebounds, recorded that earlier on in the week on Monday with the victory over Valley Heights, 59-54. But again, this is a very good Axel team, a team that is definitely going to set their sights this season in a sub-state run, a postseason run, as well as a run potentially to the state tournament, just like they did in volleyball, getting one of their best finishes in a very long time in the volleyball in that earlier part of their season. So again, this is an Axel unit, a core group of girls who have been very athletic all around, and here they like to continue that athleticism and a lot of those great accolades with a third-place win over Blue Valley. Look at Blue Valley, though. Head coach Quinton Craven, the first-year head coach here at Blue Valley, he's done a terrific job getting this team in good shape, 9-5 here this season, looking for the first winning year since 2019, getting the first win over Hanover in the TVL tournament, 50-65 in over 15-plus years for Blue Valley, their first time beating Hanover since 2010. So already Cravens has solidified himself as an incredible coach in just his first year here at Blue Valley. He continues to look for some good accomplishments, looking for a third-place finish here over the Axel Lady Eagles. All right, we're going to take a timeout here, a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, and we'll get ready here courtside with you for our third-place girls action here at the Twin Valley Tournament. It's Axel and Blue Valley here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
The impressive part about this match. In the third place match, both of them lost in the semifinals. And now we start our play. 32 minutes of basketball action, four quarters to go, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as Blue Valley starts off here with the ball. With it is Lydia Dumler. Dumler on the baseline, kicking out to the near side. 3-point shot is up and in by Brynlyn Brockman. Blue Valley Randolph Rams already starting off the scoring, and now Axel down the floor. Natalie's dropped in, and she will get called on a travel. Stars here for the Axel Eagles, Ava Brockman, Reagan Hazekamp, Natalie Stropton, Caitlin Detweiler, and Callie McClellan. The Eagles are led by head coach Brad Brockman in his fourth season. Blue Valley Randolph Rams, again, led by head coach Quentin Cravens in his first season with the team. On the starting lineup today, Brynlyn Brockman, Braylon Brockman, Bradley Brockman, Lydia Dumware, as well as Emily Kirby. But here, Blue Valley turns the ball right back over to Axel. Down the floor, Axel has back in control of the ball, and they'll give it right back up to Brynlyn Brockman with a steal at the top of the key. Blue Valley working with the ball. They put it inside. Brynlyn turns around, makes an easy basket. Blue Valley 2-for-2 from the field already on a nice shooting start against Axel, already up 5-0 against this Eagle team. 61 to go here in this opening quarter. Axel with the ball. Caitlin Detweiler on the right side wing. She passes underneath to Ava Brockman. Brockman off the glass, misses his shot. Rebound by Brynlyn Brockman. Brockman already off to a good start to this first quarter. 5 points, rebound, and a steal. On start indeed here for the Rams. Riley Brockman with the ball. 5'9" sophomore. Riley out to Dumler. Dumler, she looks right by post to Brynlyn. Brynlyn to her right to the top wing. Brynlyn Brockman freely with the ball. She'll drive right side, set from a screen. Pick and roll, throw to the right corner. Shot missed by Kirby. And a rebound made by McClellan for Axel. McClellan, the senior here for Axel. Two seniors on the floor for the Axel Eagles with Strompman and Callie McClellan. 3-point shot is missed and rebounded by Braylon Brockman for Blue Valley. Blue Valley with the ball. Left side, main drive, and in for two is Braylon Brockman on a layup drive. Big thing for both these teams is none of these teams right here applied a whole lot of pressure early on in games. Both teams not having to handle any pressure down court. Just have to get the ball down the floor and run your offensive set cleanly. Ava Brockman put up a 3-point shot is in. Axel finally getting their first points up on the board. They're down by 4, 7-3 to Blue Valley. 5:26 to go in quarter one. Blue Valley with the ball. Briley Brockman driving left side lane, and she is fouled. Will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Briley Brockman, a 5'9" sophomore guard who's averaging 3 assists per game this season, 7.6 points per game, and 4.2 rebounds a game. Brockman gets free throw line. Her first shot is up and in. Brockman against Centralia missed an impressive 7 free throw shots in that game. She went 1 of 8. Here at the free throw line, she's already missed her first, and she misses her second. So she is 0 for 2, but she's able to make her own rebound for a second chance opportunity for her team, and she gets it to Brynlyn Brockman, who finishes in for 2. Brynlyn Brockman, near solid performance to start this first quarter, 4 with 7 points. She led with 6 points to lead against Centralia. And a foul called on the floor against Blue Valley is actually taking this one down the court. Caitlin Detweiler, the team's captain and guard. If she sails the ship will sail here for Axel. That is what head coach Brad Brockman goes and says week in, week out. If she has a good performance, the team will as well. Here she's driving underneath the basket. Gets her own rebound, tries to go back up with it, cannot. Natalie Strothen, she's under the basket, and she will be fouled. Will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Natalie Strothen up now to the free throw line to shoot 2. Natalie fouled out in yesterday's game against Lynn in the fourth quarter. Here at the free throw line, her first shot is up and off the left side. Natalie averages 8 points a game, 3 rebounds a game, recorded 500 career rebounds on Monday against Valley Heights. Her next free throw shot is up, and that one also goes off the basket here to the right side, rebounded by Morgan Sump, the 6-foot sophomore center. First time in the game for her. Blue Valley trying to take the top off of the 3-pointer. Missed by Dumbler under the basket, though. Rebound by Sump, and she'll be fouled on the putback attempt. 4:34 to go here in quarter one, 9-3. Blue Valley leads over Axel. At the free throw line is Sump. Her first shot is up and in. Blue Valley 1 of 3 at the free throw line now in the game. Sump, who averages 4.2 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game, and 1.5 blocks per game to lead the team. At the free throw line, she goes 2 for 2. And Axel now takes over with Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler has a wrap on her left hand from her wrist to her thumb as she drives with her left hand left side, misses the layup, and the rebound by Morgan Sump, her third rebound of the quarter. Sump didn't find a whole lot of involvement against Centralia, but Blue Valley as a team didn't find a whole lot of value or much in that game against Centralia. Ava Rockman makes a rebound for the Axel Eagles. And the ball back here for Axel. Blue Valley lost 45-11 against Centralia yesterday. A dominant game. They were down 18-2 at the end of the first quarter. Axel here with the ball. 3-point shot is up and sliced by Natalie Strothen. Axel, they've hit 2 threes in this first quarter. It's their only points. They're down by 5, 11-6 with 3:46 to go in this first of Blue Valley. Blue Valley inside the lane. Fathom will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. It'll be Briley Brockman again. Briley, who has just really struggled at the free throw line. Last 2 days, she is currently 1 of 10, and now make that 1 of 11. Briley Brockman, here just trying to get a free throw shot to go in. Her next shot is up, and it is off the board as well. She's now 1 of 14. Last 7 tries up to the free throw line, but a offensive rebound in for the putback, as well as a 3-point play try here. It'll be Morgan Sump. Sump having a first quarter for Blue Valley with 4 rebounds and 4 points. 13-6, a 7-point lead for Blue Valley over Axel. Axel substituting in Alyssa Hazenkamp, the 5'7" senior. Free throw shot is up and off. Rebound is by Axel. Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler tracking this one down the floor. She's pointing to her right side, trying to get someone over to that right corner. She does. It's Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp not get the ball as Detweiler will decide to drive inside, and she misses a layup. And underneath the basket, there's going to be a jump ball. Possession will stay for Axel. 3:23 to go in quarter one, 13-6. Blue Valley leads by 7 over Axel. Substitution on the floor. Caitlin Detweiler will come out. Coming in for her back will be Callie McClellan. Three seniors here on the floor for Axel. Three-point shot is up and missed by Brockman. Her second three-point try of the game, and the rebound by Brynlyn Brockman. Brynlyn out to Dumbler, back to Brynlyn, driving on the baseline, missing the shot. Ball is being scrambled for on the floor and touching the out-of-bounds line on the baseline as Hazenkamp for Axel. That possession will stay with Blue Valley. Riley Brockman will throw the ball in. Bounce pass inside. Sets up her teammates into Lydia Dumbler in for two. Great pass for Blue Valley. They only had 2 points against Centralia in the first quarter yesterday. They have 15 points here against Axel. They lead 15-6 over Axel with 2:48 left to go as Axel turns the ball over. Easy steal by Dumbler, who just had the points. Dumbler down the floor. Foul is called. And it is against Axel again. Here, going up to the free throw line, is Lydia Dumbler. Fouls against Ava Brockstroman. Here at the free throw line, Dumbler, her first shot is up and good. Blue Valley already 4 scores in this half and in this quarter, with the entire game against Centralia to get 4 scores yesterday, so already such a greatly better offensive game and start for Blue Valley over Axel. Leading by 10 points now, their largest lead 16-6 over the Axel Eagles. And it looks like a timeout will be called with 2:43 to go here in the first quarter. 16-6. I think it's more a medical or an issue here on the far side. They're looking at Lydia Dumbler for something. So we'll take a 30-second aside here. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
So there must have been someone who may have gotten a bloody nose on the floor or scratched something because there was some blood that was on the court. They just cleaned it up. This is the second time in the Twin Valley League tournament that blood has had to be cleaned up off the floor. 2:43 left to go here in the first quarter, 16-6. Blue Valley leads over Axel. Here at the free throw line is Dumbler. She's about to finish her free throw line attempt. She hit her first one. Here she's looking to do the same thing with her second as she dishes it out of her right hand and puts it in for good. Dumbler now 4 points on the game. Blue Valley, 11-point lead over Axel, 17-6 with 2:38 to go in the first quarter. Kaylin Detweiler back in the game here for Axel. The Brockman, Natalie Stroffen. Natalie off top to Detweiler. Detweiler bounce passing back to Brockman. Brockman hands out right behind her. Detweiler, left high post, spinning around, still spinning around. Now she'll find it out to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp nearly loses the ball, prevents it from going half court. Now to Natalie. Inside, jump shot, right elbow off the back iron, trying to fight for it. Jump ball over the head of Hazenkamp. And Briley Brockman, and the jump ball will be a turnover for Axel. 17-6. 11-point lead for Blue Valley over Axel with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Blue Valley with the ball. Again to Brockman. Briley Brockman on the left side. Briley to Brynlyn. Brynlyn out to Braylon. Braylon. Left side, pass under the basket. She was looking for Dumbler, but the ball goes out of bounds on a high sail. And Blue Valley will turn it over for their second time in this quarter. Upcoming after this matchup, we'll have our first boys championship. In our first championship, Axel and Hanover, the ranked number one Hanover team, taking on the ranked number two Axel boys team. It is also their seed order in the boys tournament side, a rematch from last year. There, Axel girls playing for a third place try. Natalie Stroffen misses a shot from the high post right side. Rebound by Brynlyn Brockman. And now it's Briley down the floor. Briley, Braylon, Braylon to Sump right side. Looking for a finesse. And Morgan has the finish. Morgan Sump having a first quarter here for Blue Valley. 6 points, 4 rebounds for the 6 foot sophomore center. Axel handling the ball. Reagan Hazekamp driving inside the lane off the back of the glass. In for two is Reagan Hazekamp. Averages 7 points a game. Gets her first 2 points of the contest. Axel down by 11, 19-8 here with 53 seconds to go of quarter one. The Blue Valley turns the ball over the third time in the quarter. Bad pass out of bounds. 3 turnovers in this quarter for both teams. Blue Valley, they had over 35 turnovers against Centralia yesterday. 3-point shot by Rockshaman on the left side is missed. On the floor, fighting for it, getting the board. That'll be Briley Brockman. Now the near Dumbler. Dumbler dribbling back to half court. 35 seconds left to go here this first quarter. 19-8. Blue Valley leads over Axel. With the ball is Morgan Sump. Spinning inside the paint. Kicks it out. Dumbler. Now she spins in the key. Out of it as she shuffles back to half court. Lunging to her left side. Stuck on the pivot. Finds it to Brindlin. Brindlin bounce passing. Kicked outside the perimeter. 3-point shot. Up off the back iron. And rebounded on the floor by Caitlin Detweiler. Try not to confuse it with Wyatt Detweiler, also wears number 12 for the Axel Eagles. And here now he's dropping on the basket to finish with 2 points. Quarter one after Detweiler, the board and the assist. Axel down by 9 going into quarter number 2. Down 19-10 to Blue Valley. We'll take a step aside for a quick 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We come out of the first quarter between Axel and Blue Valley in our girls' third place match, 19-10. Blue Valley up by 9 over Axel. Blue Valley getting a rebound to start this second quarter with Braylon Brockman. Braylon down low to Brindlin. Brindlin now back out to Braylon. Braylon up top to Briley Brockman. A pair of three sisters, Brindlin, Braylon, and Briley. Here, Blue Valley with the ball, Braley with it, and they're going to get a foul called against Axel. 2:30 to go here in quarter two, as we just got it going, 19-10 our score. Blue Valley over Axel. Foul called on the Axel Eagles, Natalie Stropman. That's her second foul of the game. She fouled out yesterday for Axel in the beginning of the fourth quarter against Lynn. You can get her out of the game. Her sister Maggie Stropman, unfortunately, out of this contest as she got hurt in yesterday's game in the second quarter against Lynn. Hurt her right wrist, and here they're going to call a turnover on Blue Valley. 19-10, Blue Valley leading over Axel by 9, with 7:16 left to go in quarter number 2. Axel has it. Detweiler out left side to the top. Rockshaman getting an open Reagan Hazekamp on a 3-pointer attempt. She misses, hustling for a rebound. She grabs it. McClellan. Now to Brockman. She'll attempt a 3. It's missed, and the rebound by Dumbler. Blue Valley down the floor. Lydia Dumbler. Dumbler on the left side wing. Gets it inside to Brindlin. Brindlin going over the top high post, missing the shot. Detweiler makes the rebound. Detweiler down the floor. Left side. Now in the low block. Kick back out. Detweiler in the key. Left hand hook past the left side to the top of the perimeter. Now the right. Natalie. Pump fakes her shot, drives baseline, kicks out, far corner, 3-pointer up and missed, strong arm by Detweiler, and the rebound made by Morgan Sump. Her 5th rebound here of the game. She's had a great first half here for Blue Valley. Lavallee Dumbler with it on the short corner. She'll drive out to the corner. Out to the close side. Stuck on her pivot foot. Bounce pass inside. Out to Briley. Couldn't make the shot under the basket. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Axel. 6 minutes, 5 seconds to go in quarter two. 19-10. Still our score. Lavallee over Axel. Both teams 2 minutes into this second quarter have still not scored in the second. Lavallee trying to change that. With Braylon. Braylon out to the near side to Dumbler. Dumbler dribbles out to her right side. Now she'll switch it back to the left. At the top of the perimeter, she'll go down under to Brindlin. Brindlin taken away by Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor. It's a foot race. And she finishes in for two, Caitlin. She had 12 steals against Onega on Saturday. 2 steals on Valley Heights on Monday. She's got well over 14 steals in this tournament. Well over 30 points and over 10 rebounds. She's been on one of the best performances by far here at this Swain Valley League tournament. Valley Swapping blocks and gets the ball back here for Axel. They're down the floor. Natalie under the glass. Couldn't finish to the hoop. Ball's being scrambled for. Detweiler picks it back up for Axel for a rebound. Down the corner. Detweiler pump fakes her shot. Now the right top perimeter missed and rebounded by Briley Brockman. Her third board of the half. 19-12, Lavallee leads over Axel, 5:04 to go in this first half. Dumbler, the junior, passing up top to Brindlin Brockman, Brindlin to Braylon. Braylon turning around, shooting the basket, and off the front iron. It's a rebound picked up by Detweiler, her sixth of the half. Detweiler passes to her right, Brockman back to Detweiler. Screen will be set. Detweiler drive baseline, trying to go up to the basket. Foul called on Lavallee. Detweiler go up and shoot two at the free throw line. And one of the big keys here in this game, since Maggie Strompton is out, is you're going to have to find other players who will be able to get down under that basket and box out and get those rebounds. And Detweiler is definitely one of those players who can get those boards for you. As her first shot, the free throw line is up and off. Substitution in for Axel, taking on Ava Brockman and putting in Alyssa Hazenkamp. Detweiler, next free throw shot is up and off the basket. She goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line. The timeout here is called by Lavallee. It's a full minute. 4:39 to go in the first half. 19-12. Lavallee leads over Axel here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
4:33 to go in the second quarter here on the MSU Sports Radio Network in our girls' third place TBL tournament match between Axel and Lavallee. Lavallee leads 19-12 over Axel. Lavallee has not scored at all in this second quarter yet, and they turn the ball over to Avery Bussing. Bussing down the floor, finding Detweiler in for two. Detweiler, her second layup make of the game. Assist for Bussing. Axel scored 4 points in quarter number two. They were down 19-14 at the end of the first quarter. And here being fouled to go up to the free throw line is Lavallee. Here coming up to the free throw line is Brindlin Brockman, who has had a tear here in this first half against Axel. 7 points in the first quarter, 3 boards and a steal. Her first free throw shot is up and in, and that gets Lavallee on the board for the first time in quarter two. Lavallee up by 6, 20-14. Over Axel with 4 minutes, 3 seconds left to go in this second quarter. Next free throw shot is up off the basket and rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler, her fourth board of the game, Now to Natalie. Natalie inside. Good step and finish underhand. Natalie Stropman in for two. Axel Natalie down by 4, 20-16. They've outscored Blue Valley 6-1 in this quarter. And here's another turnover for the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. And over 35 turnovers yesterday against Centralia. Definitely need to limit it here against this Axel team. Axel handling with the ball. Detweiler out to her left to Brockstrom. Hazenkamp to the corner to Bussing. Bussing inside drive. Trying to go for a right-hand floater to the basket to get the ball back inside after the miss, but then is taken away by Braylon Brockman. Her first steal of the game. Fourth turnover for Axel. With it is Blue Valley. Gridland on the left side. She drives it. Get it out to her sister, Briley. Briley inside drive off the back of the window. In for two. Briley, her first 2 points on the game and the half. Detweiler firing to the right side. Back to Detweiler. She'll drive it. Left hand. Inside drive. Nice finish and move. Detweiler putting the team on skates. And she was able to make the nice move and finish. 22-18. 4-point game still for her for Blue Valley over Axel with 2:44 to go in this second quarter. Blue Valley at the top of the perimeter. Looking right side to Dumbler. Dumbler, left-hand dribbling, now holds it at half-court. She'll now drive left, attacking that way, spinning around, bounce-passing out. Hit her, Braylon. Braylon to Sump. Sump up top to Dumbler. Dumbler inside pass down the lane. Braylon. Briley driving, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. 2:21 to go in the second quarter. Blue Valley 22 to Axel 18. Blue Valley with the ball right side under the glass. Throwing in Briley Brockman, position far corner, right side. Now up to the top of the perimeter, driving is Dumbler. Dumbler finding the tempo, and then taken away by Detweiler. Her second steal of the game, driving left side lane, couldn't get the finish. The bunny and the rebound by Lydia Dumbler. Now Blue Valley down the floor quickly on the far wing. Dumbler will reset at the top of half court again. And she'll fly out right side, back up to Dumbler. Now to her left to Sump. Sump has done a nice first half so far here for Blue Valley with 6 points and 5 rebounds. But here, taking it away, Brockstrom for Axel. And then a timeout here will be called by head coach Brad Brockstrom with 1:46 to go in quarter number two, 22-18. Blue Valley leads by 4 over Axel. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
1:46 to go here in the second quarter, 22-18. Our score, Blue Valley over Axel, driving underneath the glass and missing the shot is Wyatt Detweiler. Rebound here made, that was by Sump, her sixth rebound of the half. Working with it, Blue Valley driving inside, right hand. Try to look for the finish with Briley Brock and couldn't get it. Some second chance opportunity. She couldn't get it. And a foul under the basket called on Axel. Nice hustle by Blue Valley. And the rebound. Blue Valley, the foul picked up by Avery Bussing from Axel. Riley Brockman throws this one in from the baseline, the guard, up to the top right wing. Now to the high part of the perimeter. Inside drive, right side stump, 3-point shot up off the back of the iron by Brindland. Ball's being fought for. And it's going to be a jump ball, but possession will stay here with Blue Valley with 69 seconds remaining of the first half, 22-18. Blue Valley still up over Axel. Only scoring so far 3 points in the second quarter is Blue Valley. Axel, they've scored 8. 3-point shot is up and off the iron and rebounded by Detweiler. And then a foul right after by Blue Valley. Calling it on Kaylee Kraus, the 5'5" sophomore guard, her first Valley game, and she's in it here for the first time for Blue Valley. Axel with the ball. Reagan Hazenkamp out to Brockshaven, driving inside, off the iron to the interior, and a jump ball. Possession will stay with Axel with 50.5 seconds to go in this second quarter. 22-18, Axel trails by 4 to Blue Valley. Under the glass is Detweiler. She throws it in, drops it, finishes in for 2. Kaylin Detweiler, great assist. Now Briley Brockman has it at half court. Dribbles to the left side. Right hand looking to finish the rim. Couldn't do it. And a rebound by Alyssa Hazenkamp. And now taking back away, Blue Valley trying to keep it here at half court. They do. Great takeaway from Axel. And now this ball is loose again. Picked up by Kraus. Kraus driving inside. Nearly losing the ball again. But a foul was called on Axel. The foul is on Alyssa Hazenkamp, a 5'7" senior, her third foul of the game. 22-20, our score, Blue Valley only up by 2, with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter, and this ball hitting safe from nearly coming at me. And this will be a turnover for Blue Valley. Axel, with a chance to tie this game before the half, with 15 seconds remaining, 22-20. Down by 2 is Axel, Blue Valley. Detweiler, Hazenkamp, Axel with the ball, McClellan. Now the Stroffen. Stroffen loses the ball, repicks it up at half court. 1 second left to go. Hazenkamp, 3-point shot off the right side of the rim. And that'll conclude our first half, 22-20. Blue Valley, a 2-point lead over Axel. Another tight race for a third place finish here in our girls game. We'll take a step aside. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axel for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axel, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network for Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. We're in our girls' third place match here between the Axel Eagles and the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. We already had one third place match be concluded today. That was Donovan West beating Clifton Clyde 50-47. And we got a similar type feel in this girls' third place match with a tight game here. 22-20, Blue Valley leads by 2 over Axel. Axel, they were down 19-10 coming out of the first quarter, and now they outscored Blue Valley 10-3 in quarter number 2. An impressive second quarter from Kaylin Detweiler to help Axel try to make the comeback with 6 points. Also, Natalie Strothman with 4 points to finish as well. Axel, they had 4 scores in the first half. Amber Roshan with 3 points, Reagan Hazenkamp with 2, Natalie Strothman finishing with 9, and Caitlin Detweiler with 6 points and an impressive 8 rebounds. For Blue Valley, they had 5 different players get on the board, with all the Brockman sisters getting in, with Brynlyn Brockman getting in with 8 points total and 3 rebounds, Braylon Brockman putting up 2 points and 2 rebounds with a steal, and Briley Brockman finishing with 2 points and 4 rebounds on the half. But you can't forget the very notable performance of that first half with Morgan Sump, the 6-foot sophomore center, who had 6 points and an outstanding 7 rebounds to lead Blue Valley in that half. Definitely a nice game there defensively there for her, being able to get those rebounds and second chance opportunities for the Blue Valley team. Looking at some other totals here at the half, Blue Valley 18 rebounds, again led by the 7 by Morgan Sump, 1-3, 9 turnovers and 3 steals. Axel, 13 rebounds, 2 threes, 3 turnovers, 5 turnovers, excuse me, and 4 steals. So big thing for Blue Valley is right now they are dominating in the rebounding game. They are being more physical underneath, and you kind of look at the hype battle. They are definitely kind of at the more hype side in this matchup, with Axel being down there, 6'1", sophomore forward, and Maggie Strothman, who went down yesterday against Lynn. And as I said, Axel could very well be in that championship game if, you know, you had Maggie finish out that game for Axel. But regardless here, Axel still the opportunity to finish with a third-place finish, the first time since 2015 for Blue Valley. Definitely kind of a similar thing, where it's been definitely a long time since they've been able to have quite as successful of a season as they're looking for their first winning season since 2019, and Axel, they're looking for their first win in a season also, you know, since that kind of same length of time, since 2015. Last year they went 12-12, is their most wins in a season, 2017-2018. So both these teams, it's a similar story. They've had a similar storyline to get to this point in this third place match, and it all comes down to this. These final two quarters, both these teams are going to play more physical in the second half. They're going to look to drive to the basket. They're going to look to rebound the ball, kick it out more, set up some better offensive opportunities, and that's really what it's going to come down to in this second half, is who wants it more. We saw between Donovan West and Clifton Clyde, who wants that third place more. It's a little bit for pride, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's a little bit of a momentum boost. It's to send you in the second half part of the season, and it's to send you on a good note. Axel had a 9-game winning streak until their loss against Lynn, so to be able to bounce back, get this victory over Blue Valley, take a third place win, it'd be huge for them. But you flip that over, you look at Blue Valley, it'd also be big for a team like this that is 9-5 this season, looking for their first winning season in 2019, 7 years ago. They can also easily keep this season going in this positive direction. Already so many great highlights from this year, including the win, upset win over Hanover, 56-55. This has been a team that is, you know, you can consider it a wild card team, and there's a day where they can go out there and be the best team on the court, and there's games where they may not look the best, but regardless, they're a team that plays with a lot of spirit and a lot of energy. You're definitely going to see that here in the second half. Real quick, I'd like to give a shout out to all of our CBL tournament sponsors: State Bank of Bern, State Bank of Axel, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook and Company, Franklin Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank, Frankfurt, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, Bedina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland, Bruna Implement, B&D Building, Sonega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. All right, two-minute break. We'll come back here for the starter second half. Blue Valley up by 22-20 over Axel in a girls' third-place match at the Twin Valley League Tournament here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Second half action starting here at 92.1 KMZA, our girls' third place match here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. Axel and Blue Valley. Blue Valley up by 22-20 over Axel. They start off with the ball here in the third quarter, driving them from the baseline. Missed shot by Braylon Brockman and rebound by Caitlin Detweiler. Caitlin Detweiler now at 9 rebounds on the game, 6 points. 3-point shot up by Brockman for Axel. It's missed. The rebound down low by Emily Kirby, her first board of the game. Blue Valley down 19 rebounds on the contest. They have done a great job of getting the ball off the glass here in this game. Blue Valley driving left low side. Riley Brockman, Riley out to Brillin. Brillin top of the free throw line here. Shot up, missed, and rebounded by Axel. Rebounded by Caitlin Detweiler again. She has stepped up huge here off the boards for Axel in the absence of Maggie Strothman after being injured yesterday in the game against Lynn in the second quarter. Here she's still with the team, though, on the bench. Axel has the ball out to Detweiler. Detweiler inside, ball getting kicked around, and it somehow comes out with Axel on top of it. Axel with the possession. Caitlin Detweiler takes a three. It's missed. Fighting for the ball, out of bounds, somehow keeping it from getting out is Brendan Brockman. With the board, down the floor, Blue Valley works with it in the far corner. Driving on the baseline, on a swan dive and a missed layup by Dumbler. Rebound again by Caitlin Detweiler. Three rebounds straight forward here to begin quarter number three. Detweiler, bounce pass skip here to her teammate McClellan. Falling back to Detweiler. Detweiler out to her left, a boomerang back around to her at top. And now Reagan Hazekamp, a jumper from the right high post is missed. And now he's dropped it and all smiles as she just throws one up under the glass. That goes over the top of it. Blue Valley. Oh, actually, it looks like they're going to say last one he touched the ball was Blue Valley. Axel didn't think so at first. But Axel have the ball underneath the glass. Left side, they'll throw it in to Natalie. Natalie front court, drive, and she will skip it up to the opposite side out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover for Axel, their sixth turnover of the game. 6 minutes to go in quarter three, 22-20. Blue Valley and Axel still haven't scored yet in this third quarter. Blue Valley with the lead, and now this ball is being scrambled for underneath the basket. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Blue Valley will have it with Bradley Brockman, the 5'9" sophomore guard, here on the toss. And her twin sister is Braylon Brockman, and her sister, that's a senior, is Brindlin. She looks to throw this one in. Bradley over the wide top. She gets it into her sister Brindlin. Brindlin on the far sideline, dribbling up to the left wing, bounce passing to her teammate. Inside lane drive, missed, and ball out of bounds. Last touch by Blue Valley. It'll hand it over to the Axel Eagles. Axel with it, Detweiler. Down the court, no team has faced a press yet down the court. Blue Valley, they're in a 2-3 zone defense. Axel working with it around the perimeter. Detweiler drives inside, kicks out. Now he's dropping, will attempt a three. It's in and out of the basket. Brendan Brockman makes the rebound. Now she's down the floor. Right side wing, going to her teammates, to Dumbler. Dumbler dribbling near the Blue Valley bench, up to the perimeter. Now to Kirby. Kirby leaning back with the ball to Brindlin. Brindlin, backdoor cut, finding it. And they're going to get a foul on the floor, called on Axel. 4:58 to go in quarter three. 22-20. Blue Valley up over Axel. We're 3 minutes in the third quarter. Still no one has scored. Blue Valley with a two-point lead, though, over this Axel Eagles team. Blue Valley with the ball. Not anymore. Turned over. Caitlin Detweiler gets the steal. She's down the floor here. Detweiler on the left wing. Now slow tempo, dribbling up to the right. Avery Bussing, she's on an island. Doesn't take a shot. She'll drive in from the short corner. It'll go over the top of the basket, off the glass, in the hands of Kirby. And a foul will follow against Axel. Fouls against Avery Bussing. Bussing could have attempted a potential wide open three, if not an easier short corner shot, but in the stride, she took it to the basket and went off the glass. Grabbed the foul as well. Now she'll head to the bench. Blue Valley with the ball. Bradley at the top. Screen is set. She'll drive right side. Baseline now. Trying to foot it to the basket. Rebound corralled by Caitlin Detweiler. Four rebounds in this third quarter. 11 rebounds on the game for Caitlin Detweiler. And now a foul is called against Blue Valley. Lydia Dumbler, her first foul picked up of the game. First foul of the quarter for Blue Valley. The Rams. Axel throwing it in from the inbound play. And that is taken away by Brindlin Brockland, her second steal of the game. Trying to finish in for two, couldn't get it, and now it's Caitlin Detweiler who's trying to come away with it. And they're going to get a jump ball. Possession error will change here for Axel. Axel will have it. Still down by two, trying to either tie or take the lead. It'll be the first time that take the lead if they can get it off a three. Brockman will take the three from the left side. They miss, and Kirby will make the rebound. Three here on the game four and all coming in this third quarter. With 3:51 to go in this third, 22-20. Blue Valley up by two. Missing a three-point shot, Blue Valley. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Axel near the Blue Valley bench. From the far side of the court, that's where he'll be thrown in from for Bradley Brockman. Brockman looks to her right side, shaking the ball over her head. Bounce passes it now to Braylon, her twin sister. Braylon driving inside, trying to get it to the basket. She finishes in for two. Braylon, her second bucket made of the game. Now 4 points, two boards for Axel. Trying to look for a quick response. They get it with Natalie Stroffman. Both teams, it took them over 5 minutes to score here, or over 4 minutes to score here in the third quarter. But once Blue Valley got their bucket in, Axel was quick to respond. Here's a three-pointer. Up and in. Made by Braylon Brockman. Had to confirm there that she was behind the three-point line. She was. Blue Valley up by five now to Axel. with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter, 27-22. Lane drive right side, deflected and picked up by Blue Valley. With it is Briley Brockman. Briley down the floor, out to her right, to Lydia Dumler. Dumler stretching back with the ball. Now she'll call back for it after passing it off. She's stuck on the low block, kicking out. Three-point shot is up and good for Briley Brockman. Blue Valley finding some life from the three-point line here in quarter three, and a timeout will have to be called by head coach Brad Brockman as Blue Valley is starting to get too much momentum on their side. With 2:28 to go in the third quarter, 30-22. Blue Valley now leads by 8 after only leading by 2 coming out of the half. We're back here at a quick 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
2:28 to go in the third quarter, 30-22. Blue Valley leads over Axel. Axel with the ball, the far corner, driving inside. Detweiler in for two. Detweiler, 8 points now in the game, 11 rebounds. Feels like in every one of these TBL games, she's on a performance. Now she's got a steal. Detweiler down the floor. It's a foot race, and she's back in for two. She's hit the double-double. 10 points, 11 rebounds. Axel down by 8, but after the timeout, 4 consecutive points by Caitlin Detweiler. Just like Brad Brockman said, if Caitlin Detweiler goes, this team can go. And now drawing a foul, Blue Valley is Briley Brockman. But if you're Axel, this would be the one you'd want to foul up to the free throw line. She is 1 of 14 in her last 14 free throw attempts. And her first shot is up, and it's off the basket. She just shoots really strong from the free throw line. She is 1 of 5 now in the last 2 games. The next shot is up, and that one able to get in. Blue Valley up by 5, 31-26. With 1:42 to go in the third quarter. Blue Valley over Axel. Axel with the ball. Hazenkamp driving right side. Sam Nally's dropping 3-pointer. It's missed, and it's picked up by Dumler. Dumler down the floor after the rebound, her third of the game, driving back to the Washington Tiger logo, host school here of this TBL tournament this year. Blue Valley, right side wing, driving right side after getting a screen. Leah Dumler could attempt a three. Instead, she drives inside, takes a high post shot. She'll sink it for two. 33-26, Blue Valley up by 7 over Axel. With 63 seconds to go in this third quarter. Nally Stroffman inside. Flips out behind her. Brockstrom in. Detweiler. Baseline. Kick back out. Natalie. Avery. Loses a ball and a foul to follow. It'll be called on Axel. Avery busting her third foul of the game. It's a tough pass, though, for her to try to get. Nally Stroffman will come off to the bench here for Axel. And for her, coming in will be Alyssa Hazenkamp. A senior in for a senior, 33-26. Blue Valley leads over Axel with 45 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Blue Valley with the ball, top high key. Kirby with it, nearly losing it. They're going to get a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow stays with Blue Valley. Briley Brockman, under the glass, she'll toss it in for Blue Valley. Left side, she'll throw it to her twin sister, Braylon. Braylon up top to Kirby. Ball is stolen. It's a track race down the floor and fouled to go up to the line to shoot two is Ava Brockstrom. Great recognition by Ava Brockstrom to pick up that steal. Get the free throw line. Looking to try to go two for two. She hits her. Misses her first one. substitution for Blue Valley, putting Sinan down low to try to box out alongside Morgan Sump. So both six-footers down low trying to get the ball back. They couldn't, though. The 5'5", Caitlin Detweiler comes up with it after the missed shot. Detweiler driving back inside. She misses the second-chance opportunity. The rebound's by Morgan Sump. Her eighth rebound of the game. She has seven in the first half for Blue Valley. She drives inside, right lane, kicks out, Finnan, inside under, ball, knocked around baseline, and Axel, they get the turnover, and well, they give it right back. 7 seconds remaining of the third quarter, 33-26, Blue Valley up over Axel by seven. Blue Valley into the sideline, 5 seconds to go here, now three-point shot is up, off the basket, rebound, the ball goes out of bounds, no. To end this third quarter. 33-26, Blue Valley leads over Axel in our girls' third place match here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. Again, 33-26, Blue Valley over Axel, with its recorder number 4 back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We get to the fourth quarter here in our girls' third-place match of the Twin Valley League Tournament on 92.1 KMZ per the MSC Sports Radio Network. Starting this fourth quarter here, Blue Valley called on a foul. 7:54 left to go here in this game. 33-26, Blue Valley leads by 7 over Axel. Axel has it under the glass with Caitlin Detweiler. She shakes the ball. Now she looks to her right side. Now to her left, she'll go to Natalie Stroppen. Natalie out to Caitlin. Caitlin, left side wing. Maintaining control of the ball. Now out to Rick and Hazekamp. Hazekamp out to Natalie. Natalie driving inside lane. Trying to look for right-hand finish. They'll call her on a travel. Lifting her back foot up on a spin inside. And now Blue Valley will take over. Here, Blue Valley driving down the floor. Passing to Braylon Brockton. Braylon out to Dummler. Three-point shot is up. And rebounded underneath the glass by Brindlin. And the ball is knocked away by Axel. Blue Valley on the inbound play. Right side under the glass is Riley Brockman. Brockman under the deck on a pass to Dummler. Missed on a shot. Rebound by Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor to her teammates. McClellan. McClellan, who started in today in the absence of Maggie Sroff after getting injured yesterday. But Detweiler here going in for two. 12 points now in the game. 12 points, 12 rebounds. And a turnover here for Blue Valley right as they get the ball. Only up by 5 over Axel. 7:11 to go in this fourth quarter. 33-28. Axel under the glass. Throw it into Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, 3-point shot off the back of the rim. Rebound by McClellan. What a rebound. But she throws it at the hands of Stroffman, who can't catch it. And it'll be a turnover. Axel applying now a full court pressure, something that Blue Valley just really struggled with against Centralia. Over 35 turnovers in that game yesterday. This could be an easy turnaround point if you're Axel. Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a foul here. Called on Blue Valley. An offensive charge. Blue Valley on this game. 16 turnovers. Axel taking this one down the floor. Detweiler. Now Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, Rockman, 3-point shot up and off the back of the iron Rebounding with all of 5'9", Braylon Brockman comes up with it for Blue Valley. Bounce pass to Brindlin. Brindlin dribbling to her right. Inside, backdoor cut, wide open was Lydia Dumbler. You could have thrown a meteor in that traffic lane, and you would have got it through. There is no one there to guard Dumbler, as Dumbler here makes a rebound or a missed shot for Blue Valley. But Axel is pressuring, and a timeout will have to be called here by head coach Quentin Cravens with 6:11 left to go in this fourth quarter, 35-28. Blue Valley leads by 7 over Axel. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
After the timeout called by Blue Valley, it is 6:11 left to go here in this fourth quarter. 35-28, Blue Valley over Axel. Blue Valley with the ball, Bridley Brockman. Brockman with it, the right side weak, passing out to Lydia Dumbler. Dumbler, screen is set for, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel, Valley's dropping. Blue Valley getting it in from the sideline, passing it in to Braylon. Braley with it, stuck in a 2-1 trap, and they get her on a travel for Blue Valley. Axel will take over, throwing it in from Blue Valley's bench. Into Caitlin Detweiler, Detweiler, Brockman, Brockman, Detweiler. Looks for a three, and instead will pass it to the left side to her teammate. Now the right, McClellan driving inside, loses the ball, stolen by Brindlin Brockman. Down the floor she goes. 11 turnovers in this game for Axel. Blue Valley around the perimeter. Three-point shot is up and short of the basket, but rebounded underneath by Detweiler again. Detweiler here with 7 rebounds in the second half. And the impressive 8 in the first, 15 rebounds on this game for Detweiler. And they call a foul as well on Blue Valley's Riley Brockman, 4 fouls for her on the game. 1 foul away from fouling out. She got 6 points here for Blue Valley. Definitely would be a crucial miss if she comes out of this game for the Randolph Rams. Axel with it, busing. Detweiler working 1-on-2 on the baseline, and she gets it in for 2 as well. Detweiler, 14 points now on the game. Blue Valley hustling with it. Down the floor, surprised they just can't get a foul near side on Axel, but Blue Valley is driving to the interior. Ball knocked away. A lot of physicalness on the floor, but Detweiler comes with the rebound for Axel. Axel has it around the perimeter. They throw it down under. Natalie Sroppin trying to finish their 2 defenders. Couldn't get it to go in. And the rebound's by Brindlin Brockman, her 7th board of the game. Blue Valley up by 5, 35-30 over Axel, with 4:30 left to go in this fourth quarter. Brindlin Brockman nearly loses the ball, prevents it from going half court, though, picks it up. 1-on-1 against Natalie. Brindlin looking out to her left, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow staying with Blue Valley. 4:18 to go in this fourth quarter, 35-30. Blue Valley over Axel. Blue Valley with the ball. Throwing in from the sideline, far side is Briley Brockman, who's got 4 fouls. She gets it in, and they're going to call a kick on Axel. Real quick, shout out to a couple of our TDL tournament sponsors, State Bank of Axel, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Company, Winkland Oil Company, and Elmer's Repair. Trying to get this in, Blue Valley, they get it and find it to Sump back to Briley Brockman. Briley, a right-hand finish on the baseline, in for 2. 37-30. Blue Valley leads over Axel. Axel with the ball, nearly turning it over. They do. Lydia Dumbler on the steal. 12 turnover for Axel. Stumbler. Bounce pass to her right side to Brynlin, and Brynlin nearly finishes down the lane, fights with the ball, and is fouled. And we'll call it a shot foul. Up to the free throw line goes Brynlin Brockman. Fouls against Caitlin Detweiler, her second foul of the game. 37-30, 7-point lead for Blue Valley, trying to extend it here at the free throw line with 3:48 to go in the fourth quarter. First shot is up and good for Brynlin Brockman. Brockman one of two in the second quarter. It's just her second trip up to the line so far in this game. As the second free throw shot is up and missed, rebounded by Avery Bussing. Bussing down the floor to Natalie. Natalie, right hand, looking to finish. Couldn't get it to go in the first time. Neither could she in the second time. But Axel gets a second chance opportunity. And foul to go up to the free throw line is Avery Bussing. Bussing to shoot two at the free throw line, the 5'5" senior. He hasn't scored yet today. First free throw shot is up and in. She had a really good game against Lynn despite the loss with 9 points all in the second half with 2 threes, including a three that ended the third quarter. Here at the free throw line, Avery Bussing goes 2 for 2. Getting her first points of the game, already adding to her assists, steal, and rebounds. Blue Valley with the ball, only up by 6, 38-32 with 3:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul is called on Axel's Natalie Strothman, and she fouled out yesterday with 5 fouls. Here she's already at 4 in this fourth quarter. So no more fouls to give here, Natalie. And Natalie nearly picking up her number 5, but thankfully getting the block, but then turned back over. Blue Valley gets it from Brynlin Brockman. What a play. Both teams exchanging turnovers. And now Axel down the floor. Quick shot by Hazekamp. She misses it. And a foul called on the floor against Blue Valley. That's their 5th foul. It should send someone up to the free throw line. The nearside official's aware of it. He communicates that to the other two, and they send Reagan Hazenkamp up to the free throw line. Axel, they still have 2 more fouls to give. Blue Valley, they're in the double bonus. So, Axel, they can shoot at the free throw line every time they are fouled from Blue Valley. Reagan Hazenkamp hits her first one. Here she's looking to make it 2 for 2, but she misses her second. Rebound and pick back up. Detweiler, she's fouled. She'll go up and shoot 2. So a steal by Detweiler. Her 5th steal of the game. Detweiler now with over 20 steals in the TVL tournament. She has had such an impressive go at it. On the defensive side, her first free throw shot is up and in. She went 0 for 2 her last time up. That was in the second quarter, where she finished that quarter with 6 points. 4 points for in the third, 5 points so far, 4 in this fourth, trying to make it 6 points. As the next free throw shot is in and out of the basket, and the rebounds from the near side from Dumbler. It's a 6-point lead, 40-34 for Blue Valley over Axel, with 2:55 to go in this fourth quarter. TVL tournament, third place girls match between these two teams. First time in many years for either of these teams being in this situation. Been over 10 years for Axel. And a foul called on the floor in Axel. That getting his alley's dropped in, and she is fouled out again. 2 straight games. Unfortunate, because again, Maggie Strompton not being on this team today. She was injured yesterday in the second quarter, which could have easily turned that game against Lynn around. But Axel without their 2 top forwards, not only against Lynn yesterday in the fourth quarter, but here now in the fourth quarter in the third place match against Blue Valley, but able to go inside 4-2. Dumbler, Blue Valley extends it up by 8, 42-34. 3-point shot up by Brockman is missed. And last one, the Duchess, ball goes out of bounds to Axel. But Axel, they're frustrated with that call. Head coach Brad Brockman, he's saying that it was last touched by Brynlin Brockman. But Blue Valley will keep the possession with 2:23 to go here in this fourth quarter. And the far side officials, they are discussing. And now the near side official will come over and talk to the official in the basketball. I think he's going to weigh in his opinion on who the ball should be. And they're going to rechange the call here. They're going to say it's Axel's. And from my angle, it definitely looked like Brendan Brockman did touch the ball as it went out of bounds. So that was a nice job from the scoreboard side official to come in there and weigh in his opinion to make that change. And a foul on the floor, a jump ball. Possession will stay with Axel. 2:19 to go in the fourth quarter, 42-34. 8-point lead for Blue Valley over the Axel Eagles. Axel trying to get this inbound in. Caitlin Detweiler goes over the top to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp to Bussing. Bussing dribbles in stride to her right side. Now she'll flip and turn to her left. Brockshaman pump fakes a three. Drives inside the lane, and she's denied. But the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Blue Valley. Axel will keep it again. Substitution for the Rams. Brennan Gibson, the 5'5" junior guard, will come in. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Blue Valley up by 8, 42-34 to Axel. Axel with the ball. Detweiler open. Lane drive. Couldn't hit it from the left side. And last one that touches this ball goes out of bounds is Axel. So Blue Valley will take over. They'll put in their 6-foot center, Morgan Sump. And again, not much for height here on the terms for Axel, as both Natalie and Maggie here are not able to be on the floor for the Axel Eagles in this fourth quarter. Blue Valley with the ball. Riley Brockman taking this one down the floor, looking for an underhand layup, and she is fouled. It'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter, 42-34. Blue Valley leads over Axel. After this, we'll have our post-game show and our player of the game, and then we'll have another decently sized break before we come back and have our first championship matchup. It's the boys' game, Hanover and Axel, a rematch from last season. First free throw shot here for Briley is missed. She is 2 of many in this game. But here she goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Went 2 of 6 from the free throw line this game. 2 for 8, excuse me. And Axel down the floor. They draw the foul after the layup make by Alyssa Hazenkamp. And now the chance for a 3-point play. But Axel, they're down by 7. This is the draw it to 6. Both teams will play within double bonus in the final minute and 42 seconds of this game. 43-36, Blue Valley over Axel in the girls' third place match here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. First free throw shot, the only free throw shot here up for Hazenkamp. She misses it. And trying to make the rebound underneath the glass. Brendan Brockman, she's going to keep the possession as Blue Valley will call a timeout. Not trying to give that ball back to Axel after the pressure. 1:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout called by Blue Valley. 43-36. Blue Valley leads over Axel. We'll take a break here. A quick 30 seconds. We're back after this on the NBC Sports Radio Network.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
96 seconds left to go in this game. 43-36. Blue Valley leads over Axel in the TVL girls third place matchup. We had coverage of our boys third place matchup earlier today. D West coming up over Clifton Clyde by 3, 50-47. Here, this one, another game coming down to the wire. Blue Valley getting this ball in off an inbound play. Foul called against Axel. That'll send no other than Riley Brockman up to the free throw line to shoot two. And again, if you're Axel, if you want to send anyone up to the line, it would be Riley Brockman. She has shot about 10%, probably less than that here in this tournament. At the free throw line, her first shot is up and off to the right. Avery Blessing just picked up her fourth foul for Axel. Brockman here. Next shot is up and off the rim. And will be rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler down the floor. Ball swatted. Blessing picks it up. Now the corner. Back to Blessing. Blessing will attempt a long three. 5 foot off the arc. She misses. Ball is being scrambled for. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession will go to Blue Valley. Turnover Axel. 1:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 43-36. Blue Valley leads over Axel. Greeley gets this ball down the floor. If you're Axel, don't want to let her get a layup, and they do. Greeley finishes in for two. Axel now down by 9 points. 3-point shot up off the basket, rebounded by Detweiler, and they're going to say she was on the floor or on the baseline out of bounds, but I think they're going to say Blue Valley touched the ball. 63 seconds left to go this game. Here with it. Axel inbound play quickly in to get Hazenkamp in for two. Pass and an assist from Caitlin Detweiler. Timeout taken by Axel. It's a full 60. Axel is down by 7 points, 45-38 to Blue Valley. Here in the girls' third place match, the TVL with 1 minute, 1 second left to go in this fourth quarter. We'll take the 30 aside. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
61 seconds left to go the fourth quarter in our girls' third place match here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. Kirk Gilman back in the studio. Couldn't profit down here live courtside. 45-38. Blue Valley leads over Axel. Blue Valley has the ball. They'll throw it in down the court into Freely Brockman, and somehow they keep it alive into Kirby, but Kirby misses a shot. Detweiler makes the rebound, her fifth board of the quarter. A 3-point up by Detweiler, and she makes it. And a timeout is called by Axel. It's a 4-point game after the massive three by Caitlin Detweiler. 49 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's another timeout taken by Axel. 45-41. Axel went down now by 4 to Blue Valley. Another 30 seconds aside. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network with 50 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. 45-41, Blue Valley over Axel. Our girls' third place match here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. We had our boys' place match finish 50-47. DUS beating Clifton Clyke. We have a similar type game here. It definitely looks like it. Blue Valley will be called on too much time holding the ball on the baseline before getting it in, and that'll turn it over. Possession here. Wolves go to Axel. Axel will have the ball with Caitlin Detweiler. Caitlin Detweiler throwing it over the top, finding her teammate Hazenkamp. She misses this shot. Ball's being scrambled for, picked up by Hazenkamp. Back to Detweiler. She'll step in for a three, and it's made by Caitlin Detweiler. What a shot! A foot off the arc. Caitlin Detweiler is on fire in this game, and another timeout is called. We'll go ahead and keep it here with 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Incredible comeback here from the Axel Eagles. A team that only found 6 points in the third quarter has been on fire in quarter number four, mostly led by Caitlin Detweiler, who's got 5 rebounds in this quarter and 11 points in this quarter alone. She came in with it with 10 points. She's got 21 points here on the game, over 15 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 assists. Caitlin Detweiler, the 5'5" sophomore, one of the best players here in this Twin Valley League as just a young sophomore, and she's getting it done. I mentioned it earlier in this broadcast, and I've said it week in, week out, every time I have a broadcast here with Axel. Brad Rochman says the same thing about this young player, Caitlin Detweiler. If she goes, we go. She is the cast in the sails of the boat that is this team. If she can keep this team afloat, this team will roll and go without two forwards on the floor. And Maggie and Allie Stropman, Caitlin Detweiler, is trying to get this done on her own. Can she get the team the win by herself in this fourth quarter? Blue Valley down the floor. They get the ball in, and foul to go to the free throw line is Lydia Dumler. The foul was on Avery Bussing, so now she has fouled out. So Natalie Stropman and Avery Bussing have both fouled out of this game for Axel. At the free throw line is Dumler. Her first shot has been missed. This is huge. Axel can get the ball back, take the lead, or tie it with a short field goal. Dumler, her next free throw shot is also missed. Rebound by Axel. They can take the lead with a field goal. Foul called on Blue Valley after the rebound. And that foul will put Axel up to the free throw line. It's going to be Callie McClellan, the one who's got no points here on this game for Axel. The senior is only averaging 3 points a game this season. Can she tie it at 45 all? Her first shot is up, and it's off the back of the iron. This next shot is to tie the game for the first time since zeros on the board. And the shot is up and missed. Can Axel pick it up for the rebound? I think there's going to be a jump ball, and Axel will maintain the possession off of it. Axel down by one, 45-44, the Blue Valley with 33 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Caitlin Detweiler has been on a tear of a game. If you're Axel, you get that ball into her hands, and now it is. She holds it here at the top of the perimeter. She'll drive it left side. She's wide open on the left wing. Now she'll drive in, attacking one-on-one, not able to get her shot to go in. There's a foul called on Blue Valley, who had the ball for Axel. It was Alyssa Hazenkamp amongst the pile of bodies who was fouled. And she will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. This is the tie of the game. Hazenkamp, first shot is missed. Axel has had 3 straight opportunities now to tie the game at the line. They've missed all 3. Hazenkamp, you're on this next try. Make it the tie at hand. And are on all the heads here of Axel players. The next free throw shot is missed. But Blue Valley touches out of bounds again. Axel will keep it still underneath the glass. 45-44. They're still down by one. This is a heart attack of a finish for either side. Both teams hands on the head. Axel down by one with 16 seconds. Get the ball in the hands of Detweiler. Detweiler driving inside. High key, flipped out, 3-point shot. I think they're going to get a travel on Brockman. They do. 8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 45-44, Blue Valley up by one over Axel. Axel will bring in a substitution here. Off the side, Brockman will come out of the game. A newcomer here for this Axel team. And getting the ball in is Blue Valley, but Axel, they fouled the best player they possibly could have in this situation. It's Riley Brockman. Riley Brockman, she has only made 4 free throws out of 26 maybe in the last 2 days. I've lost count. Regardless, it has not been very great. So you hope here that she can at least miss one of these two. and her first shot is bricked off the back. So you can tie the game here if you're Axel with a two, potentially, if she makes this next one. But if she misses this next one, you can win the game with no matter what shot you make. Riley Brockman, her next shot. This is a huge one. It's short. Axel picks it up. They have 4 seconds. They have to get the ball down the court, but Hazenkamp is holding the ball. It's a half-court Detweiler. Won't even have a chance to get the shot off. What a finish. Axel wasn't even aware how much time was left on the board as the game came down to final seconds. What an ending between Axel and Blue Valley. 45-44. Blue Valley wins by one over the Axel Eagles. What a finish between those two teams. We'll take a step aside for a breather here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Blue Valley comes away in the girls' third place championship match.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time recapping our last third place match game here on the girls' side. Axel Eagles coming up short to Blue Valley, 45-44. A heartbreaking defeat there for the Axel Eagles coming down to the wire. They definitely had a chance there at the end, but unfortunately just not aware of the time on the board. But regardless, if you're Axel, despite the loss, man, what an incredible run here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. The first time finishing the Final Four appearance since 2015. And same can be said for Blue Valley. Just a great finish by them, winning 45-44. They led 22-20 at the half after going up 19-1 in the first quarter. But Blue Valley, it would hold on in the second half, despite being outscored 24-23 in the final two quarters of the game. Blue Valley would be led by Brendan Brockman with 11 points on the contest, and Leah Dumbler would come away with 10. Well, for the Axel Eagles, the player of the game will be given to Caitlin Detweiler, a player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank and Onega, Westmoreland and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Not often do I give the player of the game to the team that usually comes out on the other side of it, but Caitlin Detweiler, you cannot deny her incredible performance. 5 steals, 3 assists, 18 rebounds, 21 points, 2 clutch threes in the fourth quarter. It's unfortunate that she didn't have a chance with the ball at the very end of the game in the final kind of near 20 seconds. If she had any opportunity with it, she definitely could have tried to win that game for the Axel Eagles. So again, what a great game for the 5-for-5 sophomore who finished with one of the best performances here over the Twin Valley League week. So again, to conclude our third place matches, D-West boys beat Clifton Quad 50-47. Axel girls lose to Blue Valley 45-44 in third place match. We'll take a 6-minute break. We'll come back and we will get ready for our championship games in the order. It'll be boys, Axel, Hanover, and then it will be girls, Lynn Centralia. This has been our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And thank you to our sponsors here at the TVL Tournament, First National Bank Frankfort, Highland Community College, NPS Insurance, Pasadena State Bank, and the Bank of Highland, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Hellnagger Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance Syndica, and First Heritage Bank. 6 minutes aside, we'll be back for the pregame of Axel and Hanover Boys. First place championship match, rematch of last year, all here on the USC Sports